Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're going to discuss Common Core. What is it? What do we like? What don't we like? With Howard Rosenberg, Ray Bacon, and Mary Lau. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers 11th Annual Teen Edition is sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Retail Association of Nevada, the Nevada Trucking Association, Valley Electric Association, and the El Dorado Hotel Casino.
The doctors at Eye Care Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipiFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipiFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call Eye Care Associates for an appointment.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
What does the massive Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center offer to Northern Nevada? Well, there's an incredible amount of oversized infrastructure in place, along with hundreds of sites to accommodate relocating or expanding businesses. The park includes IT ecosystems, call centers, data centers, e-commerce distribution, and there's defense system manufacturing, clean energy, there's renewables and recycling, and we're just getting started. The Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have an interesting discussion that we're going to hold here today on the topic of Common Core. Ray Bacon is here, the executive director of the Nevada Manufacturers Association, Mary Lau, president and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors, and Howard Rosenberg, who's a trustee with the Washoe County School Board. Pleasure to have you all here. Let's start out with the basics, because we've all heard these titles, No Child Left Behind, Race to the Top, Common Core. But I don't think the average person has a clue what any of these things are. Can you very briefly tell us what Common Core is?
Common Core is the recognition by the governors that the education system was becoming more and more critical about 10 years ago. The governors got together with their state superintendents and started talking about creating a common curriculum that then could allow states to be measured against each other and would be kind of an all-encompassing take a look at where we're going, starting with only math and English. And ultimately, the plan was to expand to science and social studies as well. So that's kind of where it is. It is a broad framework and lacks any curriculum details.
And why are so many people currently against it?
At least part of it's political, because after it was done in kind of in place and in going through, then the Obama administration in their Race to the Top thing made that a criteria. So it has the
stigma. To get money.
To get money. And to even apply, you had to agree to abide by the Common Core. So you had a few states, Texas being the most notable one, that said, no, we won't play that game at all, and didn't even apply. But the vast majority of the states went in and committed to be part of the Common Core. So they were kind of, if you will, extorted into it, is probably the way they look at it. Extortion's a good term, Howard, I think.
Blackmail's better.
Well, okay. So anyway, that's kind of the way that we got into the thing. We took a look at it as the Race to the Top committee that, you know, that I was on with Elaine Wynn and Dan Klaich running the operation, and said, you know, in the state of Nevada, this will be a quantum step up from where we're at. So,
and do you still feel that it's a quantum step?
Yeah, I do. There are things in the process that we have done that have been done at the federal level, that have been done at the individual state levels and things like that, that I don't love. I happen to think we joined the wrong consortium. You know, we joined the Smarter Balance Consortium versus Vernon Park, which is run by Achieve. I know the folks at Achieve. I like the folks at Achieve. I know some of the folks that started Smarter Balance. I didn't respect them before that. So consequently, you know, I would have made a different decision there, but that's okay.
All right, Mary, your thoughts.
Well, I think Ray knows more about Common Core than even most of the people that wrote it and stuff. But to me, Common Core is common sense. It is a practical approach towards teaching children that's almost like step therapy. You know, you don't start learning this until you've learned that. And unfortunately, we've really messed up education anyway. I mean, it used to be in high school you had to take Latin before you could take a foreign language just so you know the basis of what language is all about. And some of the stuff I've looked at, thanks to Ray, on the Common Core is you don't teach this until they've got the basic foundation of that. And theoretically, and I don't know which states are participating, but my child could learn in Nevada. I could get transferred to Arizona, and they would pick up the same subject the same way and the same teaching. It's sort of almost like a uniformity. So I get that, and I miss the basics of education. I miss the fact that we don't have phonics anymore. I miss the fact that your math problems, they want you to say how you got there, which means I either counted on my fingers or I did all of this stuff, instead of knowing your multiplication tables. That's important for algebra. How you got there is important for calculus. So, I mean, I like the principles of Common Core, but I don't know the details of Common Core.
Howard?
No one knows the details of Common Core.
Thank you, Howard.
Here's the whole problem. Common Core has been around since the beginning of time. When I was young and Papyrus had just come out,
I was going to say, that's
we were
the
doing
beginning.
The very same thing. Okay? Very simple. If a kid moves from the third grade in Macon, Georgia, and comes to the third grade in Reno, Nevada, he should be at approximately the same level. We don't have to worry about what he has or has not. I don't have a problem with that. The problem I have is you can't standardize. Children don't come standardized. That means some of them are really quick on the uptake. Others have to take time. Now, this is very simple. Okay, I will give you an example. Sam, how much is 6 times 7?
42.
Thank you. Do you see 6 bundles of 7 things, or do you see 7 bundles of 6 things?
Actually, I just don't remember my tables.
Yeah, I say 42.
Now, do we teach by memorization? Do we teach by conceptualization? How do we work it? We work it together, because kids are different. Harvard University's magazine in education, Common Core faces choppy waters. Why does it face choppy waters? What is it that people are afraid of? There's 2 issues going on here. Number 1, Common Core as concept. Number 2, the testing, which has now turned into big business. We are paying millions of dollars to test our children. And the tests are coming from outside, not from inside. Excuse me, if you don't know what it is that you've taught, you don't have anything to test for. And it's just that simple.
Yeah, but let me just...
Okay, actually, you know what? This is a perfect time to take a break. Let's come back, and then we will pick up on your next stop.
Fight. Come on.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Ray Bacon, Mary Lau, and Howard Rosenberg on Common Core. I interrupted you. You were about to launch.
Well, let me just walk back to some things. There are some fundamentals that we've done in education, probably for good reasons 100 years ago, that don't make any sense. And right there's proof. Okay.
This is for those on the radio, it's a giant stack of books.
A giant stack of books.
From the smartest kids in the world, building a better teacher.
Exactly. Okay. We have made an education system that is based upon seat time when the reality is, because, as Howard pointed out, every single kid is different, we should be basing it on skills and knowledge. And if we do that, which is what some of the other schools do, then we're going to wind up with discrimination against minorities because they need more time up front to get these things fixed. That's what cultural literacy and some of these things have stressed for years. This is
and when you say minorities, you're talking about English as second learners.
Not necessarily.
Or second language, okay. Rather.
It can be racial minorities, but more than anything else, it's poor.
People because starting off disadvantaged.
Okay, because people that are poor don't have access to books. They don't learn some of those basic things, and they don't have access to reading, and so they come to school with a huge disadvantage. Instead of, you know, there's an awful lot of proponents of full-day kindergarten. I want full-day kindergarten for the kids that need it, and not for the other ones, because what we do is we take those kids that are ready and we put them into full-day kindergarten with the kids that are not ready. All we do is widen the gap.
No, not necessarily.
Well,
not necessarily.
Too often.
No, I disagree with you. The ones that don't need it and the ones that do need it, the chasm isn't that great. And little ones particularly learn from one another faster than they do anybody else. You've come into that whole argument that's been going on forever. Do we keep all kids of like skills in one place and, you know, heterogeneous as opposed to homogeneous grouping.
Yeah, but you're saying children learn from each other, so it validates what Ray's saying.
No.
They step down.
No, if they take, not necessarily.
I went to musical kindergarten and kindergarten.
I went to kindergarten when it was first invented.
You invented kindergarten.
In a recent article, new data shows school reformers are full of it. Poor schools underperform largely because of economic forces, not because teachers have it too easy.
Oh, I don't think teachers have it too easy. I think
and
people interfere with teachers too much.
I am going to really get us into trouble now. One of the biggest problems that we have in the public schools are parents.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Because they feel their children are entitled. And that can cause real grief. A kid that doesn't perform, that doesn't do what he's supposed to do, goes home and complains. When you and I were young, if I went home and complained, my mother would bat me right across the room. And if the teacher said he isn't doing what he's supposed to do, and I went home, good Lord, I'd get killed. Not today. Parents come in and complain about it.
There was a great clip over the weekend about the military schools, about how wonderful the military schools on this military basis is.
It's discipline.
Exactly.
Hello. Structure.
And what about length of school day? when we have people...
Oh, my gosh, I drive in Carson City by the high school, and they're out at 2 in the afternoon.
True.
Hello.
And in South Korea, what, it's 10-hour days?
Yep.
Well, but...
Yeah, well, something in between would be great.
If we were to take the step, which is a drastic step, and say that those kids that arrive culturally behind, we're going to catch those kids up. That's the whole reason for the Read by Three issue, and it makes sense. If you take a look at the data in Florida, it's a monumental improvement. It's the only state in the entire union that's got a slope like that on the NAEP scores, and they've had it for 15 years now.
But, Ray, I've got a real problem with that when they come to me at the university. They don't know how to play. And I'm not talking swinging on swings. I'm talking about testing something. Will it work? No. What do I do to get an A? That's what they're really involved with. And that's not the way it needs to be. You learn for yourself.
Well,
and you keep going. A scientist and an artist are exactly alike. But they play the game of what if.
But they do that in the KIPP academies. We do that in this community at Coral Academy. There are great schools in this state. The CTE programs are all full of that. The CTE schools are far and away the best schools in the state. Not a contest.
Okay.
And they wind up with 98% graduation rates, and they've got the practice.
Time out.
Economics.
Hang on.
Let him define CTE. Our audience is getting lost.
Oh, you don't like those acronyms?
Neither do I.
Career and technical education, which used to be the old vocational thing, but they changed it dramatically, and they added considerable rigor to the things. The graduation rates of the CTE programs across this state are in the 95 to 98% category, and they've got 85 to 90% of their kids going off to some sort of post-secondary education.
Okay, fight again, guys.
That's beautiful.
Absolutely.
Secondary. They don't all have to go to college.
Exactly.
They can go to learn trades. Have you hired a plumber lately?
Yeah.
That's good. And they do something practical.
Yeah.
I can't do a damn thing practical. There's a wonderful book that was written in 1969 for everyone, you should read it. It's called Teaching as a Subversive Activity. That's how I operate.
All right, I'd like to hold everybody over for another segment if we can. All right, we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Nevada Newsmakers 11th Annual Teen Edition is sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Retail Association of Nevada, the Nevada Trucking Association, Valley Electric Association, and the El Dorado Hotel Casino.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Pizza Baron has opened a new Sparks Spanish Springs location. As a way to thank you, Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We've delivered for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town. Is your smog check and registration due? Take care of both at Instant Smog. Our four convenient locations feature easy in and out access with room for your RV. Instant Smog. For a location near you, go to InstantSmogReno.com.
It's time to eat. Eat at Joe's, where Reno's Best Burger Happy Hour is back. Buy one burger, get one free. Only at Joe's, corner of South Virginia and Neal.
Palace Jewelry and Loan and All American Jewelry and Loan are family-owned and operated with a combined 78 years serving the needs of the greater Nevada area. Do you need a little help? We loan cash on most anything of value, and we pay top dollar for scrap gold. Do you want a great deal? We have everything from fine jewelry to electronics, firearms, and anything in between. Come see how we're different. Located at 300 North Virginia across from the El Dorado and in Sparks at 1376 Sullivan across from Kmart.
We've always been one family. Now we're one operation at two convenient locations.
Pizza Baron has opened a new Sparks Spanish Springs location. As a way to thank you, Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We deliver for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Ray Bacon, Mary Lau, and Howard Rosenberg. We're discussing Common Core, but also education in general. You brought up an issue, Ray, that I thought was interesting. You talked about the poor not having access to books. And I came from a poor family, and we had the mobile library that pulled up, and we got to pull out four books for 2-3 weeks at a time. Is this a question of how we...
Lately?
Well, I'm going to say, is this a question of do we need more hours at libraries? Do we need to invest money in libraries? Nobody's been talking about libraries since Martha Gould was here. And Martha has now moved to Colorado Springs and can no longer yell. So I will yell on her behalf.
I'm not sure that libraries were the solution, especially in the Western states, because of just the pure distance between them. If you think about it, we had, five libraries in Washoe County? That still means that especially the poor areas of town, with the exception of downtown, you wind up with a situation where it's very easy. The kids in Sun Valley were probably 8 to 10 miles away from a library.
Well, nowadays, you've got the internet and stuff, but it goes back to what Howard was saying. It's the parents. You want your kids to read. You can get them on the internet. You can get them the ability to read. You can help them out to do things. And you know, you should be reading to a certain level before you enter that proverbial kindergarten.
Right, but isn't that the mission of every parent, and especially immigrant parents, to educate their kids to have a better life than they had?
You would hope so,
but it's hard to do.
It's hard to do that when you haven't put the culture of learning into your home, when you haven't put the culture of discipline in your home, when you yourself stay inside the walls of your home because you haven't enculturated yourself in, you haven't learned English or whatever it is, and then you expect your kids to also get a part-time job or do something to help out, you know, it's very difficult for them to stress education when they're stressing survival.
Okay, but I mean, how is that different from the immigrant populations of the Irish, the Germans, the Jews, and all the other Italians?
Totally different then, too. It was come in, again, that discipline. Again, the parents said, I don't care, and I'll use your thing. Sister Mary Catherine says, you messed up in school, you're in trouble here. All of a sudden, it's, we want our teachers to be babysitters, and please don't damage their egos, their self-esteem. And teach them about that stuff I don't want to deal with. You say they get out at 2 o'clock. Well, they do. And it's like, why can't we go back and teach education and let the teachers do their job?
But is that a poor issue or is that an in general issue?
I think it starts with poor, but...
The issue is that the gap between the poor and the kids that grew up around books and appreciating and valuing books and know a lot of the stuff that's in the Common Core or in the cultural literacy thing. The gap is increasingly getting larger and larger and larger, and that means that this kid that starts behind, if we don't get them to the point where they're reading by the end of third grade, they never catch up.
It used to be you took a summer vacation, you had 12 books to read to tell your next teacher what you did. And I'll shut up, Howard.
Sam, this is what's done it.
Again, for the radio, Howard's holding his phone up.
Okay. For years on my syllabi, it has always said all electronic equipment turned off. Now it says you are invited to bring every piece of electronic equipment you can carry. Hair dryers, your curling irons, I don't care. If you think it'll help you do your work, bring them. Because this has changed the world.
Yes.
Up to this point, teachers have always been teaching stuff. Now we're trying to teach them how to frame the question to get the stuff.
With Siri.
Wait. Worst thing that has ever happened is the words, refine your search. You know the information's there, but how do you ask for it? This thing, when I mention the name of an artist, these kids can, and I say, gurgle it. And, you know, they punch it in, and there's this contact paper that comes up with everything the man has ever painted, let's say. You push one of the images, and it's full screen. There's no excuse for a child not knowing what he needs to know, but there is an excuse if we haven't taught him how to ask for it.
Okay,
and that's the important part.
All right,
part.
So let's bring this home, Ray. Where do we go from here? What makes common sense?
The people in real poverty don't even have access to the internet.
True.
And so consequently, we're dealing with segments. When you start talking that group, that has no access to the internet for the kids or the parents, either one, the disadvantage that they arrive with when they hit school is astronomical.
Yes.
But what percentage of the population is that?
I think you would be shocked to find, it would not surprise me to have it be 10 to 15%. And maybe not total lack of access to the internet. Maybe it's one of those situations where they get access for an hour a week or something like that at a library. That doesn't get the job done anymore.
Okay, Mary, about 20 seconds here. Wrap up your thoughts.
I think it's in better hands than even this panel. I mean, the governor is part of an education committee, and you know the name of it, I don't. That he is going to bring forth some education reform, and it's just you don't eat the whole apple. You just take a bite at a time and make sure it gets done.
Let's just hope he has someone who knows something about education in the process.
All right, that's where we got to leave it. Thank you. Very thoughtful discussion. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
Let us help you get back on track and fight for the compensation you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
With AT&T, you call the shots. Only pay for the services you need in your bundle.
So call now to choose any bundle, like internet for $14.95 and home phone for $20 per month. Or start with UVerse high-speed internet and add the other services you want to get the bundle you need.
With UVerse high-speed internet, you'll get the speed you need at a price you'll love. Get wireless service and home high-speed internet with a Wi-Fi gateway to connect all your Wi-Fi devices and save on your mobile data usage at home. Add UVerse TV, and with most plans, get a total home HD DVR included for life. Cable can't beat that.
Call to choose any bundle, like internet for $14.95 and home phone for $20 per month, and ask about our next day installation. So talk to one of our experts today.
Go ahead, call the shots, and only pay for the services you need in your bundle. With AT&T, it's whatever works for you.
You wouldn't take your kids to the Greenhouse Garden Center for daycare.
I'll be back to pick them up at 5.
So why on earth would you take gold, silver, or rare coins to anyone other than the professionals at Northern Nevada Coin? With stores in Reno, Carson City, and Minden, they pay the most for your unwanted gold jewelry, gold or silver bullion, or collection of rare coins. For your plant nursery needs, go to Greenhouse Garden Center. And for all your gold or rare coin needs, go see Northern Nevada Coin.
Everything does better with a little dirt and water.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We've worked for the insurance companies, and we will fight for every dollar you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
On our next broadcast, Fred Locken, professor of political science at Truckee Meadows Community College. We'll see you then.